Okay, let's begin. Okay, we are up to Simin Nun Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph. Halacha Yud Beis. Simin Nun Tes, Halacha Yud Beis. I don't have any more. I have here two Svarim. Anyone have a copy? There are two Svarim here. The originals. Well, not the originals. These are later editions. It's not exactly the same. So I have my, what I have in front of me is a little bit different. Okay, but before we go further, I just want to clarify a few things from yesterday about different, different questions. Okay, I mentioned yesterday about all these different shilas about you make a shachrin about Tayv HaMetiv. So we mentioned yesterday that in many of these things that we discussed, Bizman HaZeh, the meaning is not to make a shachrin or a Tayv HaMetiv because we, Baruch Hashem, are very affluent. And we're used to it's not a big deal to get a new suit. Some Farshim learned that it was only in ancient times when a person bought a new suit, you went to a tailor, and every suit was custom made. And it was a big, big deal. And you got a suit only once in a couple of years. But today, if you get a new suit every couple of months, or every so often, and it's not, even if you don't get, even if you get it not so often, but it's not custom made. Today, you go into a store, everything already is done. It comes from China, it comes from here, it comes from there, wherever it comes from, and you just have to go and adjust the pants and make a few adjustments. That does not qualify as something which gives a person a very great degree of simcha that you are required to make a shachriyanu or a toiv hametiv. However, many places can advise that what you should do, we mentioned this yesterday, is that where possible you should wait until it's yomtiv. And when it's yomtiv, when you make the shachriyanu on the first night of yomtiv, the shachriyanu should be made with the kavana in order to exempt, in order to not just go on the Yom Tov, but it also be for all the new things that you acquired for Yom Tov. So Pesach is very easy, because Pesach, people go and they buy new appliances, they buy new clothing, and if they're not comfortable making the Shechianu on the new appliances, the new clothing, or different things that they have acquired, when they make the Shechianu in Kiddush, the first night of Pesach, they shav kavana, the Shechianu goes for all of the new things that they have acquired recently within the last couple of days or weeks. We mentioned they're really only so not supposed to make it more than 3 days after you acquire something. After 3 days, it already expires. But not everyone agrees. Some agree that as long as you're still Isaac you're still involved in inaugurating your new object, you can still make the bracha, so you can have kavanah when you make the shachrianu. What about the atoy v'hametiv? So he quotes different sources here in the Piskei Teshuvos that you should say when you bench Birchas HaMazon, and you recite the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon, the Birchas atoy v'hametiv, you should have kavanah atoy v'hametiv for the new things that you have acquired, which are good for you and good for your family. Now, clothing, I told you yesterday, you make the bracha when you buy the clothing. That's a mistake. Not a mistake, but he brings to that's not the minigol. The minigol is you make the bracha the first time you wear the garment. Okay, you don't make the bracha when you buy new clothing. The bracha of shechianu, if you will be making the shechianu on a new garment, you make the bracha the very first time you wear the garment. When do you make the bracha? Let's say you buy a new talis, and you're going to make a new shechianu on a talis. Not everyone does. He says some do, some don't. The big shaila is, when do you make the shechianu? Do you make the shechianu before you put on the talis, or do you make the bracha after you put on the talis? After you make the bracha l'satef betzitzis, do you then make the shechianu? There are different customs. Some do it before, some do it after. So there is no. It's not etched in stone. Okay, let me just see what else I left out. Okay, we mentioned, what about buying a new house? So everyone agrees, you buy a house, even if you have a mortgage, you do make a shachianu. If you rent, you don't make a shachianu. Let's say you buy for investment purposes, flip houses, right? And buy a building, buy a building in Manhattan, buy some tower worth $20 million. And I buy the tower in order to flip it or to rent it out. Do you make a shachrianu? No. You only make a shachrianu when you buy something to live in. If you buy something for investment purposes, what?
Principal
residence, not when you're buying it for investment purposes or to flip it, there is no shachrianu. Now here's a very interesting shot. Let's say you do renovations. Okay, you live in your house, and then in the summer you're going to renovate your house, you're moving out, and the construction comes in, you make a new bathroom, you make a new kitchen, or you do this, you do that, you add a room, or you do some major renovations. So many places can say you should. When you come back into your house the very first time, it is proper to make a shechianu on renovations. Okay, what else? Let's see, give me 1 second. Okay, what did we mention also about mitzvahs? The first time you do a mitzvah, let's say you have a bal tshuva. It's the first time even a bar mitzvah boy. Forget about a bal tshuva, bar mitzvah boy. The first time a bar mitzvah boy puts on tefillin. Does he make a shechianu? Now you're not making a shechianu for the tefillin. Now we discussed and we'll have it again soon because anything which involves tsar bali chayim, you do not make a shechianu. Tefillin is made from leather, so you don't make a shechianu on the tefillin. But you make a bracha shechianu because it's the first time you're doing the mitzvah. Does the bar mitzvah boy make a bracha shechianu? This is the first time you're doing the mitzvah. Or let's say you have a bal tshuva and he's already way in his years. And it's the first time he's doing the mitzvah of tefillin. Does he make a bracha shechianu? Does the first time, let's say it's the person, he's mafresh challah. Never in his whole life was mafresh challah. What?
That would be true right. Every mitzvah he
right.
does.
And that's the question. The first time you do a particular mitzvah, some men, they go their whole lives, they'll never be mafresh challah. They have no idea what to do with him in mafresh challah. So let's say it's the first time you're in the matzah bakery and you're in mafresh challah. First time in your life. You go out to the slaughterhouse. The first time in your life, you're going to do the mitzvah of Kisi Hadam. And you're going to make the bracha of Kisi Hadam. Do you make a bracha on the first time you do a mitzvah in your life?
A
shechianu,
not on the
shechianu. You make the bracha of Kisi Hadam, the bracha, you certainly make the bracha of Kisi Hadam.
Yeah, but
oh, that's the question. The question is, why don't you also make... No, so that's not on the animal. I'm making it on the mitzvah. It's the first time. A person who's about tshuva, it's the first time in his life he's putting on his b'mekayim, the mitzvah of tefillin. My question is not to make a shechianu on a new pair of tefillin. I'm making a shechianu, it's the first time in my life. Shechianu v'kimanu v'gyanu lazman hazed, do I have an opportunity to do this mitzvah? I have never my whole life done the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Now is the first time I'm making the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Do I make a shechianu? A very big question, a bar mitzvah boy. It's the first time he's putting on tefillin. Does he make a shechianu?
Is that a month before?
What? 30 days before. That's a very good point. So maybe you should make the bracha. You're saying very good. You're saying something that's very. But let's say there's certain minhagim where you first put on tefillin the first day of bar mitzvah. No practice, right? So what about then? So it seems we've never heard this. We've never heard a person. We never heard such a thing, right? That you make a shachian. But the truth is, it's not so simple. There's machlekes apayskim if you should make a bracha. Obviously, the meaning is not to make the bracha, but the ideal thing to do is the first time a person does a mitzvah, you should put on a new suit. You should put yourself in a situation when you chayv in a shechianu, you should wear new clothing, or you should eat a new fruit, and you should make the shechianu on the garment, and you should have kavana that the shechianu on the garment is going for the opportunity that I'm going to have today. What?
No big half-caps.
No, I don't. It doesn't say a new big hat today. You've never seen someone making a shechianu on a new hat. You don't see that.
What do you do if someone was a vegetarian and finally decides to eat chicken?
And he decides to eat chicken. So chicken is tzar bali chayim. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. I don't know. What about the first time you do shechita? A shechit. He gets his smicha. The first time he does shechita. Because that's not really a mitzvah. It's a whole shayla. The shechit is not even a mitzvah. It's a hechsher. It's only if you're going to eat meat, you have to do shechita. I know if you kosher or not. You go basa roi. I don't know if that's really a shayla. You're allowed to be simcha. A shechit makes a bracha when he does shechita, even though he doesn't know what's going to be, because at the moment in time you go basa roi, you assume it's going to be a kosher shechita. Halach now, shechit l'chor would be less of an inyan to make a bracha, because shechita it's not the same gather as a mitzvah. There's no chiyuv to do shechita. Shechita is only if you want to eat meat, then you need to do shechita. So the gather of doing shechita is not the same status as wearing tefillin, it's not the same status as hafrashas challah, kisui hadam. These things must be done. So the question is, do you make a shechianu? It is a big machlokes achreinim if you should make a shechianu. And the advice is a person should put himself in a situation where he is chayiv to make a shechianu, and that shechianu should exempt the first time he does a mitzvah. Okay, let's go further. Halacha. Birchas hachama. We don't make a shechianu birchas hachama. So why don't we make a shechianu birchas hachama? Oysa maisa bereishis. No shachianu. You're right. I have no idea. Good question.
Why would they make the bracha for 600,000?
600,000.
Birkas hachama is a mitzvah.
It's a Gemara. The Gemara says.
2 years ago there was a
birkas hachama.
Birkas hachama.
It is a mitzvah. This Gemara. The Gemara is a mitzvah. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I really don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know. All right, let's go further. Al davar she'ene chashuv kol kachko in cholok oy minolim, a garment, I guess an undergarment, oy minolim or shoes, ve'an pilos, slippers. Ein levarich, you do not make a bracha shechianu. Ve'afilu imhu onish she'someach bohem, you go basa roiv. Even if for this person is a very great simcha, he's very poor, doesn't have shoes, got shoes, or got slippers, and it's a very big simcha, you, doesn't matter, there is no bracha recited. The Oshir Gadol, what about a multi-millionaire? Shakana Kelim Chadashim Sheroy Lebenoni Lismech, when he buys a $1,000 suit, so for an average person to buy a $1,000 suit, that's a very big simcha, you make a shachianu, but for him it's no big deal, he gets these things every other day. Ela Shula Oshir Einim Chashivim Etzloi Kol Kach, Ve'ena Samech Bohem, he does not drive simcha, Gam Kein Lo Yivarech, Oshir should not make a bracha. If the rule of thumb is, when it comes to a shechianu for the things which you acquire, you have to feel simcha. And the simcha, if it's not felt, there is no bracha. And even if the simcha is felt, but for the average person, it's not a simcha, also, there's another condition of bracha would not be said. Halach Yudimel. Nehagim loy malumish lavash beget chodosh tivale usichadesh. This is a custom, I don't know if I've seen this today, is a minhag to say that you should wear it out. You should wear it out, usichadesh, and get a new one. It's a bracha, you should wear it well. That's the minhag. Ever hear someone do this? I've never seen someone do this, yeah? Now, he brings down from the Kafa Chaim, you only give a this bracha tivale usichadesh only when you buy a beged shel chol. If a person buys a talis shel mitzvah, it's not appropriate to say that the talis shall wear out. That's the bezoyin. I'll read you what it says from Kafa Chaim, a beged shel mitzvah ke talis shel mitzvah chadoyme. Ein loymar tivale usichadesh she'ena derech kovoy lemitzvah shemitzapel lirosa beluya. It's not a derech eretz to say about an object shel mitzvah that you can't wait to see it worn out. So you only give this bracha when a person buys a suit, not when he buys a beged shel mitzvah. I guess if shan the bracha is you shall live long, means that you shall use it well, you shall live a long life, and you shall outlive it. The garment shall wither away, and you shall live a long and prosperous life. When it comes to things that are made from animal products, even if they are not seen or they're derivatives of animal products, you do not give this bracha. Why? Because it's a curse. If it's a curse not to the person, but it's a curse to the animal kingdom. All of the animal activists are not going to be happy with this bracha. Because if the leather wears out, what does it mean? In order for you to get a new belt, you have to kill another animal. So you don't go and give brachas in this world that we should go and kill other creatures. That's not the one. That's not derech kol olam. Ki im yichadesh beged kozeh. If we're going to renew this garment, these leather shoes, we're going to tetzrichim mitchil lohamis balchai. We have to go and kill a living creature. Chsiv verachamov al kol maasav. That's fascinating. So even the person's bracha, when you give another person the bracha, you have to be sensitive in your words, how the bracha is worded in order that it should not be a bracha which is a cause of suffering for someone else or another object. Halach Yudal, preach, who mischadish mishan l'shana. Now we come to the rules of fruits, making a bracha shachen on new fruits. We have this twice a year, Rosh Hashanah, Simon and Nilsa, and on Tu B'Shvat, the two times a year when the minhag is to make a shechianu on a new fruit. So there are a lot of conditions you need to make a bracha on a new fruit. So number one is the fruit must be mischadish year to year. So the the first time you eat the fruit during the season, so the fruit reappears once a year, you make the bracha shechianu, v'yivarech techilu. Now what do you make first? So this is a boya deloy ifshita, a question for which there is no answer. Do you make the bracha first? Or do you make, you have to make a boya per eight, they make a shechianu, they make a shechianu, they make a boya per eight. So what does he say in the kitzer? V'yivarech techilu, he paskins, shechianu. First you make the shechianu, and then the achar kach, you make the birchas sapri, then you make borei pri ho'etz. That's what it says here in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Now it says in the Pri Megadim, and the Mishnah Berurah disagrees.
For
Tadir v'she'ener, tadir, tadir, koidem. Why? Now that's very complicated. When you say those rules are very complicated, so I don't know the answer. Now, but let me just throw out one idea of why the shachianu should come first, because the ikar bracha shachianu is not for the eating. This is a very important concept. It was not established primarily for the eating of the fruit. It's for the seeing of the fruit. The first time, this is what we're going to have now, the bracha birchas ilanos. There's a special bracha birchas ilanos when trees begin to blossom. Am I eating the fruits? The trees are first beginning to blossom. You're supposed to go and you're supposed to make a special bracha. You're not having any pleasure from the fruit. You're witnessing a renewal of Maaseh Bereishis. You're witnessing something. The ikar hadin, according to many paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah, Pri Megadim, the ikar bracha of shechianu that one makes on a new fruit is not the benefit from the fruit, but it's seeing in front of your eyes, shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh, I've lived to a time in the year where I'm witnessing new fruits have entered the market. New fruits have come to the stores, new fruits are on my table. It's not meant mikar hadin that you have to have chana, that you actually bite into this exotic fruit. Therefore, when is the bracha obligation chal upon you to make the shechianu? When you see it.
When you
buy it, exactly. Halacha l'maisa, we don't do that. Why don't we do that? It appears because since niskanu hadaros, we are desensitized. We don't feel simcha. We don't know what simcha, true simcha is. So in order to enhance the simcha that we've lived to this moment in time in our life, where, Baruch Hashem, it's now spring, it's a new season, and we have new fruit, and the cycle has repeated itself, we need to enhance our senses with taking a bite into the fruit. It's a wake-up call. Wow, it tastes good. It's a new fruit. Now it opens up your mind to make the shechianu. So we're only doing something. We're doing something because that we lost our appreciation of the new fruit. But the ikra din, the bracha should have been said when we see the fruit, not when we bite into the fruit. So therefore, at the very least, when we do make these two brachas of shechianu and boyer priyo eitz, we should at least do it in the right order. You should first make the shechianu and then make the boyer priyo eitz. That's the time, the longness of why you should make the shechianu first. The yivarech shechianu first, the shechianu, and then you make the birchas sapri. However, not everyone agrees that that is the correct. What I'm telling you is correct. That the ikar bracha is when you actually see the fruit. Some learn, no, there is chazal, when they made this takana, you make a bracha on a new fruit, it was not meant, the time is not because you see the fruit, it's because you are having pleasure from the new fruit. You're having pleasure from the new fruit. Then the order is, maybe like you said, Tadir v'she'ene, Tadir, Tadir, Kodim, Hano, pleasure, Boirei, Priho, Eitz. That's the Iker Bracha. And then you make a Shechianu. But even that's not so something, because maybe the Shechianu will be called a Hefsik. Is it a Hefsik? Is it not a Hefsik? It's all for the purpose of giving Shelech v'Hoidah. So it's not, it's a continuation of the Birchas Hanenin of Boirei, Priho, Eitz. So all of these are major issues, and you have on both sides many, a long list of poskim on both sides. I'll read you what it says over here in the Piskei Teshuvos. V'nechluku hadeos bezeh sheyesh hasoivim, not like the kitzer lehakdim birchas shechianu, that the shechianu, like we just said, the Pri Megadim, the Mishnah Berurah is in agreement with the kitzer. I'm sorry, I just said the opposite. The Mishnah Berurah is agreement with the kitzer that you make the shechianu first and then you make the boreh priyo eitz. Umeidoch yesh itztiku haminug lehakdim birchas sapri shu tadir. The Maim Mordechai, the Avnei Nezer, Lemaisa, he quotes that it's among the Svardim, it's poshut, it's widely accepted that you make borei priho eitz first. Okay, the Sfaradim, the Borei Parietz. Among the Ashkenazim, he says, we'll be careful, Ashkenazim, Nechlekul HaMinhagim, Udo'ovid Kamarovid, Udo'ovid Kamarovid. Among the Ashkenazim, there is no consensus. In Ashkenazim, some make the B'shechiyonu first, and some make the Borei Pri Ho'etz first. Again, the timim are, what's the Iker Tam of the Shechiyonu? On the Re'iyas HaPri, or on the pleasure from the Pri? If it's the Re'iyah, certainly the Shechiyonu goes first. If it's because of the Te'ima, L'char, you should make the Borei Pri Ho'etz. That's the order of the Te'ima. Then comes the Borei, the Shechiyonu. Yeah?
Is there any other example of putting Shechiyonu first? Because I have...
Yeah, right.
Of putting Shechiyonu first. Purim is coming up, so you make the Berachas HaMitzvos first. Mikra Megillah, Shasamisim Shechiyonu, Chanukah Shechiyonu is last. Kiddush. So really, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Halacha L'mayis, we pass. The Shechiyonu comes at the very end. But in the Gemara, there's a whole long list of opinions of when Zman.
Everything and menorah, everything you can think of.
Okay, you're making a good point. That's Leishei Basukah. That's Leishei Basukah over the Kiddush. But the Shechiyonu on the Zman, it's a very good point. The Gemara really says, when do you make a bracha on the Sukkah? The Gemara make it when you build the Sukkah. That's the right Zman. If you're in the middle of the summer, you're building your Sukkah for the Shem Sukkah, it's Me'ikar Hadin. You're supposed to make the Shechiyonu when you build the Sukkah. That's the of the Gemara. We don't do that. We wait until Yom Tov. Why don't we wait until Yom Tov? It's a very big question. Why we don't fulfill the halacha the way it says in the Gemara? But Shechiyonu is a very complicated sugya. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Okay, but this is what he says, different minhagim. Now, what about, now he goes on, of course, let's say a person forgets to make the Shechiyonu when he already eats the fruit. V'im shachach. Okay, this very easily can happen. You forgot. You make a borei pri ho'etz, and then you swallow down the fruit, and you forgot to make the Shechiyonu, so the kitzur says, no problem. It's okay. You can make the Shechiyonu after you ate the fruit.
Before you ate the fruit. I'm sorry.
You're right. But you did not put it into your mouth. Right? You can even according to the opinion that says you make the Shechiyonu first. But yeah, you can make the Shechiyonu after the Borei Parietz. But let's say you ate the food and it's already down in your throat. It's already gone. Shuv einoy mevarich. And there's one condition. There's nothing left of the fruit. Okay, that's what he says over here. He says over here from the Ketzos HaSholchan, the Im Hu Adayin Be'em Sa'achila, I'm reading you what it says, you don't have this, if you're in the middle of eating, Rishayna, the Hainu Shadayin Lo Gomar Kamus HaPero Shohoye B'dayit Lechol, Yachol Levarach Shechiyonu. The only time this is true is only when the food has been completely consumed. But if the food is still in front of you, you only took a bite, and there's more what to eat, then you can still make the Shechiyonu. Okay, next. Im Yesh Lufana of Kala Minim Chadoshim, let's say you have on the table a whole variety, a whole collection of fruits. How many Shechiyonus do you make? Do you make one Shechiyonu every single fruit? Of course not. Dai, it's sufficient to make Mibircha Shechiyonu Achas to Kulam. Next, Shnei Minim. Now let's say you have two Minim. Afal Pi Shehem Dom Ktsas. Let's say you have two Minim. You have two different varieties. Even though they're similar, Kibbo, for example, duv divonim misukim viduv divonim chamutzim. What are those? I don't know what those are.
Cherries,
sweet and sour cherries. Okay, so they're different. And afilu ein chalukim b'shemos ela b'tam. They're only different in. They're not different in a name. Only in flavor. Kibbo in teinim levanos v'teinim shacharos. In Berach Shechiyonu al min echod kishin izdamin lo akakach min sheni mevorach gam alof Shechiyonu kishdei simochos hein. Very powerful yisoid, chiddush, that if you made a Shechiyonu, at the time you made a Shechiyonu, you only had in front of you one. I only had in front of me the sweet cherries. And then later in the day, you come home and you discover on the dining room table the sour cherries. Cherries are cherries. I already made a Shechiyonu today. If I already made the Shechiyonu today, l'chor, that Shechiyonu should go for all the cherries, the sweet and the sour. No. If you did not have both of the types of cherries on the table at the time you made the first Shechiyonu, and the second variety entered the home at a later point in time, and your kavanah was not for that variety, you make another Shechiyonu even though it's considered to be the same min, they're both called cherries because they have different flavors. And different flavors gives the person a different satisfaction, and the Ikar Shechayanu is on the satisfaction, the simcha, the new simcha that you're deriving once a year in the new season. That is the Yisod. That obviously opens up a whole new understanding of what the Shechayanu...
Apples you can have 10 different flavors.
Exactly. So he's saying that if it's a new apple, a new flavor, it's a different flavor, that's what he says, and you do not have this flavor apple at this time of the year, this today, even though you made a Shechayanu on another apple from the same min, the same type, but it was a different flavor, you can make another Shechayanu when you get and come in contact with a new type of apple. Halacha tezvav, im berach Shechayanu al anovim, if you make a Shechayanu on grapes, yesh oimrim de'em tzach levarach ot Shechayanu al hayayin hachodosh. Now we're talking about grapes, we're not talking about aged wine, we're talking about grape juice. We're talking about, you take grapes, and you squeeze the grapes, and you produce grape juice. And this type of grape, this type of flavor, is new. So the question is, I already made a Shechayanu on the grapes, and later in the day I come home and I discover that someone in the family has taken the grapes and converted into grape juice. So now I'm going to make a Bari Priya Gofen. But do I make a Shechayanu on the
grape.
On the grape juice? Because this flavored grape juice I did not have. Also, you'll tell me, but I already had the grapes, and the child is no greater than the parent, right? If I already made the Shechayanu on the grapes, so l'chol, that Shechayanu should go for the wine as well. So he's mechadesh, no. It's a different concept. It's an entirely different thing, even though it's the same thing. One is a grape, one is the wine, and the wine is a product of the grape. Since in concept there are two different things, you can make two Shechayanus if they were not in front of you at the same time. So very chiddush. In berach Shechayanu al yinavim yesh oimim the ain tzarich levarach oid. Some say the ain tzarich levarach oid Shechayanu al hayayin hachadosh ki simch achas hi. Okay, according to first opinion, he says you do not make simch achas hi shayayin yesh min anavim. The yesh oimim, believe it or not, he says no. Therefore, tov, the best thing is im berach shachyanu al anovim, azai kish shoyse yain chodosh, yivorech techila shachyanu al ezem in chodosh. In order to avoid this dilemma, the best thing is take for yourself another fruit. That's what he says. Don't enter in. Kiddush Shulchanach is very into this. He's very into avoiding conflict, avoiding problems. The best thing is don't put yourself in this situation. You already made a Shechayanu on the grapes. Now you want to drink the grape juice from this grape. Take another food that you did not make a Shechayanu on, make a Shechayanu on the Elpater, lift or gamas hayayin. Aval. But in Berach Tchila Shechayanu al hayayin, but vice versa. Let's say you drank the grape juice, and when you drank the grape juice, you made a Shechayanu. L'kulei olmo einoi mevarich od al anovim. Because the wine, the product, if you already made a Shechayanu on the product, that already includes the yayin. The chol zedavka, and then he just goes on to explain the... You don't make bracha on the Shechayanu on the grapes. The chol zedavka kishahu shoyseh hayayin kishahu tirosh. When it's grape juice, and it's obvious that it's new. Now he introduces a new concept in the laws of Shechayanu. Shu nikra shu yayin chadash. It's not let's say in chadash. Aval im eino shoyseh ad shahu yayin. Let's say you don't drink the wine until it already ferments. So you have grapes, new grapes, and you let it ferment. And now you have, so that takes a period of time, takes a long time. Afil leberach Shechayanu al anovim. Einoi mivorei cholov Shechayanu mishum de einoi nikor bein chadash liyashan. Fascinating halacha. He's basically saying you'll never make a Shechayanu on wine. You never make a Shechayanu on new wine. You make a toiva hametiv on new wine. When you bring out better wine, when you start drinking wine, then you bring out better wine. We learned that before. You bring out better wine, you make a toiva hametiv on better wine. But you never make a Shechayanu on wine, on old wine, because it's not new. It's not something that's not what Chazal...
You have to make a bracha on the 2000 growth and 2001.
There's no end. There'll be no end to it. Shechayanu is something new. You've reached a tkufa where something new has happened. Old wine is not new. It goes against the whole principle of what the Shechayanu is about. Even though for you it's new, I never had such an experience. That's now a Chazal Hanuman when it comes to making brachas on fruits. When it comes to making brachas on products of the earth, it has to be something which is seasonal, which you've merited to live into the new season. If what you're eating, it's not noticeable that this is from the new season. It can very well be from last year. You don't make a bracha shachianu. Yeah?
So if you save, let's say, estrog or fruit from last year,
yeah,
you don't need it this year. Now you take it out, you don't make a shachianu.
You don't make a shachianu? Of course not. On an old estrog? Oh, you're saying no, that's right, that's what we just said. It has to be a fruit that comes this year, right? That's correct. Fruit has to be, to make bracha shachar, new fruit, it means a new fruit that has come into, come, produced, grown in this season. Exactly correct. Old fruits are not, do not qualify for shachianu. Halacha tez zayin, einu bracha shachianu al haboiser, on unripened grapes. If the fruit, even though it's new to you, it has not been fully developed, it's not sholem, does not qualify for shachianu. Ela shevshilo ashkelos anavim mechain kol pui achar gemara in all fruits after they're right, they, you do not make a shachianu. Halacha yitzayin, ayagim shein mevarchem shachianu al yirakos mini lefotos. On vegetables, there is no din shachianu on a vegetable. You've never seen someone make a shachianu on new vegetables. Or a mini lefotos on dishes. I got a new kugel. The Shalom Bayis Kugel. Right, I once went into the store, they said everyone's samples. The Shalom Bayis Kugel. New Kugel. No such thing. You don't make a bracha on different types of dishes that you've never had before. But because shehein miskaimim zman rav al yidei shemat minim oisam bekarko b'chol. Vegetables are not kawai because vegetables are not new. Vegetables stick around for a long time in the ground. The gamhim mitzuyim. They're also common. It's not a very simcha. The gamhim mechem simcha kokach. It's not a great simcha. It's not a great simcha. These things, they're never considered new. They last for a very long period of time in the ground, and it's not a great simcha. Halacha yitchas. Im b'varchem shachayenu al reyach mishum. Reyach, fragrance. This is fascinating. Why not? Who has enough from Reach? Who has enough from the Reach? The neshama, the soul. It's something which is not, it's not physical. Mishum demin Reach nenes haneshama v'haneshama hi nitzches. It's eternal. That was so what? It's the first time my neshama had this type of pleasure. It's very hard to understand what he means, what this means. It's, the answer is, it's coming to open up for us an understanding of the Shechianu. Is there is, has to be some degree of renewal. The body is renewed. If when you eat of new fruit, you are on what?
Sefer.
We discussed the sefer. That's not. Let's go back. We'll have the kid in the Shemesh Halacha. We'll get to it. Maybe tomorrow we'll do that. We have talks about Svarim again. I don't know what this. I really don't know what this means. He says that the neshama is nitzches, being that the neshama is eternal. It's not shayach to say shehechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'kiyanu lazman hazeh. We lived. We have arrived at this day. The body. When you make a shehechiyanu, you basically mean it's like tzidik hadin. It's like dayin ha'emes. You're basically acknowledging I'm not going to be around forever. That's what you do. That's what he says. I have a new fruit, an exotic fruit. Baruch Hashem, I survived. I've lived long enough to be nene from this fruit. And the implication is, who says I'll be around next year? Who says I'll be around in 5 years from now? I give shevach v'hoidata kodesh baruch hu that I have survived this long to be enjoy this fruit. Acknowledging I'm not going to be around forever. But when it comes to the neshama, it's not true. The connotation of the bracha is not true because the neshama will be around forever. Shehechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'kiyanu lazman hazeh. I made it to this day. Who says I'll be around tomorrow? Guess what? The neshama will be around tomorrow. It may not be in this world. It may be in another world, but the neshama is not going somewhere. So the nusach habracha is not appropriate for the neshama. So you ask the question, so why did the Chazal institute a special nusach for the neshama? Right? When the neshama has a fragrance, an exotic fragrance, it never had before, so there should be, this is the first time I experienced this this fragrance. I don't know, Chazal didn't do such a thing. But it's a very interesting halacha. Halacha yitas. Also, this is the Chazal. A person is going to have to give din v'cheshbon al kol ma she'ra'asa einoy v'loy ocha. All of the good things he could have enjoyed. A person has an obligation to benefit from this world. Rabbi Elazar havi mitzamtzei melei peritei. He was stingy. he would put away money for konalo mi kol dover pam achas b'shana v'ochal, and he would use this money that he put away in savings to purchase things that he never had, that he didn't have, in order to derive the full benefit from this world, like the famous part with Rav Shamshin Fol Hirsch. Is that the brother that he's to say that he has to go to Switzerland to view the Alps? You have to be nana, a person that's going on vacation to every part of the world in order to have the full life experience, so that through that experience he can give shevach v'hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halacha Chaf. Haroye es chaveiro. Now we go to Halacha Baruch Chaveiro Lachash Hashem Yoyim. If you see a friend after 30 days, v'chaviv olav me'oid. Okay, how many people can say this? Did Eev make this bracha when he saw his friends? Right, he was in mourning, but he saw his friends. Shuchav olav me'oid. U'mikol shekein adam shugadol mimenu kugoyin oviv, a parent, oi, rabbi, his rabbi, v'soneach b'ri, also you are pleased to see them. Mevarech shehechianu. Even though you have received a letter, you have received an email, you have received a phone call from this person, it's okay. You can still make the bracha shechayanu if you have not seen them in the body for 30 days. Skype doesn't count. Just because you Skype with them doesn't matter. You have to see them in the flesh. You make a bracha shechayanu only, provided that. Chaviv olav me'od. V'imurei ulachar shneim osur chodesh mevarech. After 12 months, a person, you forget about a person. Over here, the kids are telling us that this idea, that after that, this concept that you forget about a person after 12 months, we are brainwashed and believe it only applies to the dead. Does not apply to the living. It's a special gezerah Hashem has put in this world. You only forget about a person who has died. If a person is living and you're not aware they're living, you don't forget about them. And we learned this from Yosef. Yaakov Avinu refused to take comfort from his children on the death, on the loss of Yosef, because Yosef was still alive. So from this, Rashi tells us, it's Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says, from this we learn that the gezerah, that a mace is nishtakech min halev, is only when the person is truly dead. The person is still alive, you don't forget. The kids are here saying that we don't pass like that Rashi. The kids are saying this all depends upon your mind. If you don't see the person, even though the person may be alive, so what? In your mind, he's dead. Now, if you see him after 12 months, so you have to make the bracha of Mechaye Hamesim. The Mishnah Berurah gives another reason why you say this bracha, because when Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's a din v'cheshbon. And the din v'cheshbon goes for, you renew your lease in life for exactly 12 months. So if you have not seen your friend since the last Yom Kippur, that means it's truly Techiyas HaMesim. Because the fact that a person has lived through another Yom Kippur, which means the Kadosh Baruch Hu has renewed his existence. So it's truly Techiyas HaMesim. Nothing between what the Mishnah Berurah says and what the Kitzur is saying is, what happens if you see your friend Erev Yom Kippur? And then you see him the day after Yom Kippur. Right? You daven in different shuls. I daven in this shtibu, daven in that shtibu. So l'chari, everyone, and when they come back into their weekday minyan, they should be making tchias ha-mesim on everyone that they see. Now obviously no one does that. No one makes a brach when you don't see a friend over Yom Kippur when it's only a short period of time. It's more we follow the rule of 12 months. But yet, according to the logic of the Mishnah Berurah, it should really be after you pass through Yom Kippur. I guess he's using it as a mashal that a person is only given small pieces of time in this world. And if a person lives for a long period of time, it's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has renewed his right to exist. Okay, let's go. First, I'm going to leave. Come on, Shamez Nishkach Allah Hashanem as a Chodesh. The Chesuz Nopas Nishkachti Kimes Milev Hayisi Kichli Oive. The Pasuk says, I've been forgotten from man. I am like a lost utensil. A person loses something after 12 months, he's miyayish. Af hames, the pasuk compares a person to a kli. Af hames, nishkach min alei, ve'in mevarech, period. And therefore, ve'in mevarech shech yanu. You do not make a shech yanu. When you see a person after 12 months, you make a tchias hamesim. Mechaye hamesim, and mechaye hamesim is koilel shechianu. You don't make the bracha shechianu. Avol in kila. Here's a very important halacha, and this is one of the main reasons why bisman hazeh we don't see people making a bracha of tchias hamesim. If you know the person is still alive, if you were mekabel, this is where the bracha of Shechianu is different than the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Let's review. If you have not seen your friend in the flesh for 30 days, but you know that he's alive, you communicate with him daily, every single day you're on the phone with him, every single day you have a correspondence, but you have not seen him in the flesh, it doesn't matter. If you have not seen him in the flesh for 30 days, you can make a Shechianu. When it comes to Mechaya HaMeisim, the only time you can make the bracha, if you have not seen from him and heard from him in 1 year. But if you did receive some correspondence, an email, a letter, a telephone call, or even if you heard that he's okay, someone told you, I was in Eretz Yisrael, you know who I saw? I saw so-and-so. Oh, he's alive and well, and now you see him a year later, you cannot make the bracha Mechaya HaMeisim. You only can make the bracha of, Shehechianu. Aval im kibul menu michtav b'sech hazman or shesham b'sech hazman mishum shlomo im ein mavarech shemchayim esim ela shehechianu. V'ein chiluk bein zochem l'nekevos tafilu ishu royes ishtoi es ima. If you see your wife, your mother, o achoiso, o bito, v'chein ho isha shehi roe es bala, an isha that sees her husband, o yavia, o achia, o beno mavarechin kein. What about if your girlfriend or your mistress? Let's say you haven't seen them. What's so funny? Let's say you haven't seen them in more than a year. Do you make the bracha? The Paiskim say absolutely not. It's a breach. It's a breach in tznius for a man to make a bracha over a woman who's not his relative, even though he has not seen. Let's say he works with her, right? You work in an office, and you know this person very, very well. You have not seen this woman in a year. You do not, all the Pesachim say, you do not make a Shechianu, because that would mean it's Chaviv, Olav Ma'od, and that's not proper. That's not to be Mekarev, to make such a halacha, which is going to cause people to be Mekarev with one another, where it can lead to Avera, Hergel Avera, flies against the halacha of Arayos. So there is no brach, it's only for a blood relative. Even a sister, even a wife, a sister, wife, and those, but not for people who are not blood relatives. That's the halacha. Now, one very interesting shaila he brings in this fascinating halacha. Let's say you never saw the person. Today it's common. I had this experience as well, where you work with people for years and you never see them. I once worked with a person in Poland. Okay, in computers, with the programming, I communicated with him every single day. I never saw him. He sent me what?
Partners in Tyra you have.
No, not Skype. Everything was email.
Partners in Tyra.
Chat room, and it was all business. I never saw him for years. What's going on? For probably 4 or 5 years. And then he told me he's coming to America for business, and he wants to meet me. Go to a restaurant and go see the person.
A lot of people in
A guy. What?
A lot of people in Partners in Tyra has.
Okay, very good. Partner to her. So in Echanani. So, he's a guy. So a guy, you don't make a Shechianu on a guy. That's another issue you make. But let's say he would have been Jewish. It's very common. People work with other people all over the world. They've never seen them. And now you're going to see them for the very first time. Do you make a Shechianu? Or do you even make let's say time passes. You work with them, and now time passes, and now you want to make a Shechianu. You Tchiyas HaMeisim when you're going to see them. So the person would say no. You don't make a Shechianu or Tchiyas HaMeisim unless you've seen the person for real at least once. I've never seen it, but I communicate with him. I talk with him on the phone all the time. And now I'm going to see him after 30 days. I'm now going to see him for the first time. I can make a Shechianu. It's no right. No, if you've never really seen the person, you really don't know what the person's all about. And it's so true. And you hear these stories that people... You hear this with people who, you know, they go online dating. You hear this all the time. They chat with them. A lot of Jewish sites also, they chat with the people. And then when they finally go out, it's not the person. It's just a whole different person. The way you communicate with a person online is very different than the way you communicate with a person in real life. And this comes out in halacha. It's amazing. Chazal were way ahead of the time. In halacha, it doesn't qualify as a Shechianu. To know what a person really is means face to face. not through some type of communication, through Skype or through through email or chatting, that does not qualify as for a bracha. Well, all right, we have a few.
Pregnancies and births.
Pregnancies and births. We discussed that yesterday. Okay, there's one more halacha, but we also have a lot of shirim shirim halacha to do. It's a little bit late, so Belina will pick this up tomorrow. We have one more halacha, hey, chafalif, and then we're going to go through the shirim shirim halacha. So we'll stop now, take a 2-minute break.